Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Thank you for joining me today.
I'm so glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week?
Well, the IDF continues to counter Hezbollah terrorist activity in southern Lebanon. In Aleppo, Syria, massive explosions were heard. Preliminary information indicated they were caused by an explosion of weapons and missile depots on the outskirts of the city. At a hotel close to Jerusalem, a 28-year-old Israeli Arab from East Jerusalem who worked there stabbed two people, one a 60-year-old Israeli who was severely wounded. An off-duty police officer engaged and arrested the terrorist. In another incident, security sources confirmed a Jordanian citizen working in the humanitarian aid opened fire at the Jordan-Israel border on two Israelis, a 50 and 20-year-old, who tragically succumbed to their wounds. The humanitarian aid trucks are not being inspected due to an agreement with the Jordanians. It is important to note the drivers of the humanitarian trucks are in fact soldiers in the Jordanian army. The army is the one operating the humanitarian aid mission.
Tragic indeed. What about on the war front with Yemen?
Unfortunately, more missiles, rockets, and drones were launched by the Houthis in Yemen toward the State of Israel, even one toward the Ramon Airport that was struck the other week. Fortunately, all were intercepted. The Israeli military issued an urgent warning ordering the evacuation of a Houthi-controlled port in western Yemen due to the terrorist military activity by the Houthis. The IDF struck the military infrastructure site at the port used for the transfer of weapons supplied by the Iranian regime in order to execute attacks against the State of Israel and its allies. The strike was carried out in response to the repeated attacks against Israel. The IDF will continue to act with strength against these repeated attacks by the Houthi terrorist regime on the State of Israel and remains determined to continue removing any threat posed to the civilians of the State of Israel at any distance required.
And how is the war with Hamas in Gaza?
This past week, IDF troops also eliminated terrorists and dismantled dozens of military targets, including observation posts and tunnel shafts in the areas of Khan Yunis and Rafah. The IDF estimates that more than 2,000 terrorists are operating in Gaza City. The next phase of Operation Gideon's Chariots 2 got underway this week. IDF forces are deepening the maneuver inside the city of Gaza. Four Israeli soldiers were killed in southern Gaza Strip, Rafah, as an IED exploded on their vehicle, reported an Israeli official. Defense Minister Israel Katz commented on the war advances in Gaza City, quote, "The IDF is striking Hamas terror infrastructure with an iron fist, and IDF soldiers are fighting heroically to create the conditions for the release of the hostages and the defeat of Hamas. We will not relent or turn back until the mission is complete," unquote.
Is there anything more, Suzanne, and how would you suggest that we pray this week?
Well, there's exciting news. The inauguration of the authentic Jewish pilgrimage road connecting the City of David to the Temple Mount was held this week with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Fiji inaugurated its embassy in Jerusalem this week. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hosted the Fijian Prime Minister and thanked him for his steadfast support and stand alongside the State of Israel. Fiji is the seventh country to move its embassy to Jerusalem after the United States, Guatemala, Kosovo, Honduras, Paraguay, and Papua New Guinea. Another good news, 90% of the residents of northern Israel and 90% of the residents of the communities near Gaza have returned to their homes. Here in Atlantic Canada, anti-Semitism regrettably continues to rise. On the weekend, three synagogues and a few memorials in Halifax were vandalized with Nazi graffiti. This is unacceptable. With that, I recommend the following strategic prayer points: wisdom and military strategy for the IDF, IAF, in defending the State of Israel on many fronts, success bringing this war to completion with full removal of Hamas and bring home all remaining hostages. Israel, as well as other humanitarian aid, continue food distribution in Gaza delivered without Hamas interference. Continued interceptions of missiles, rockets, drones over Israel. With anti-Semitism on the rise, Canadians here in Atlantic Canada need to rise and be active in showing support for Israel and our Jewish citizens. Comfort for those in mourning, and pray Psalm 126 on behalf of the hostages in Israel. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. According to Deuteronomy 11:12, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since God's eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, I say thank you so much for your prayers and shalom. Peace be with you until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.